Fantastic creatures from the Slavic tradition are literally fantastic. There is a huge amount of them and they live everywhere. First of all, they inhabit the four elements: water, fire, air and earth. By earth, we can understand the underworld, but also every place on earth. That means forests, fields, mountains, plains, roads, villages, houses, yards, and of course, abandoned castles and churches. Today, there are few people, if any, that truly believe on those fantastic creatures. But there was a time when those creatures were gods and goddesses. Place spirits, that means that they inhabited a specific pond, a tree, a house, just like ghosts in urban folklore. People did respect those beings very much and feared them when there was a reason to fear them. Normally, they were good for good people and evil for the bad ones. Of course, every culture has its own mythology, its legends, tales and beliefs. So what does make the Slavic creatures so special? Well, not much if you forget the fact that vampires, werewolves and authentic witches, the Baba Yaga is the best known, but there are plenty of them, all those world-famous beings come from one or another region actually occupied by Slavic people. But it comes out that our speciality is one demon that does not exist in any other culture but the Slavic one. I'm talking about the fern flower. Did your teacher say that ferns do not have flowers? They are wrong. Fern flowers do exist, and they are really powerful and dangerous. There are plenty of them in Slavic legends and fairy tales. They appear only once a year on St. John's Night, the shortest in this hemisphere. That night, people used to make big fires, dance, and then, before the daylight appeared, youngsters went into the forest to look for that magic flower. If somebody found it, he could become incredibly rich. There's a lot of stories about it. St. John's fires are not allowed nowadays, and it's probably the reason why we don't see people getting incredibly rich after a St. John's night anymore.